It's a strange shift, isn't it? The parent who raised you needs some help, and you want to be there. With Care.com, you don't have to do it alone. Whether you're clear on the kind of care your aging loved one needs or still figuring it out, we've got support. Find background-checked in-home senior caregivers for anything from companionship to dementia care. Or browse senior living communities, read reviews, even schedule a tour. Plus, access to safety checks to help with your peace of mind. Still not sure what's best? Our senior care advisors, who are all master's-level social workers, can help you build a plan. For a limited time, use the code LISTEN20 for 20% off your initial Care.com subscription. That's LISTEN20, all one word, good for 20% off. Start your senior care journey with confidence.
The Survivor Specialists are back, and today we have another 50 best alliances of all time. That is what we are going to be drafting. I have Will, I have Alexa, I have Tegwith, and I have Blake. All here, we are ready to go and ready for our, what is this, our fourth draft and our fifth one of these episodes overall. So really excited to dive into this one. We got Waffles right off the bat saying, are there even 50 alliances? Yes, there are 50 alliances. There are plenty of alliances. Alliances don't have to have names. They don't have to do anything cool. James Barber, though, better question, are there 50 good alliances? That is probably a better question. And I think when we get down to the bottom, we should be at the bottom of the barrel here. I do want to start off as we jump into this one, and, you know, I feel like there has to be a limit to the amount of, like, times that a specific alliance can be set. I guess what I'm saying here is, to go with an example of the Black Widows, can you go with the Black Widow Brigade and then turn around? It's right there. Okay, Mason Band. Real question is, if someone takes Toggy 4, is someone else allowed to take Rich Rudy, or does it have to be 3+ people? I don't think there's a number of people it has to be. But there has to be a limit to the amount of times you can pick people from the same alliance and call it a new alliance, right?
Mm-hmm. Agree.
To be honest, I think we're all friends here, and it's just, this isn't going to ruin anybody's life or friendship. So,
Blake, I've been studying the past week for this since we wrapped up on our last villains one. And if I lose this and I don't get the votes on Instagram and in the comments, I'm going to be extremely livid with all of you.
Yeah. Well, I've won a draft already, so I'm completely at peace with whatever happens today.
I think I've won all of them, right?
I think Tegwith's like a 1980 NCAA football team where she's just claimed all wins. I don't think she's actually won them, but she's claiming them. Alexa, I think everybody was happy with Alexa's episode draft, but you know, it was mostly just because she took If It Smells Like a Rat, Give It Cheese, which is cheating because she had the first pick. Mm-hmm. And she got that one, which is the first episode that's going to be airing on Monday. So way to go, Alexa. You are a game changer. You convinced CBS to make that the first episode.
I'm happy to help. Do we think I got the first pick this go around? Because we did have a pre-drawing this time.
Yeah, I'm prepared this time, everybody. And for posterity's sake, I also had Ryan record me as I was picking it. So if there's any kind of anger about where anything is, it's the first one and only one I did. So I'm excited to see what everyone, I don't love it. Not to.
Okay. So before we reveal the draft order, Ace Gordon says Will's sitting on Joe, Kyle, Camilla, and Eva. Where do we stand on this? So what is the official ruling we're doing with this? If you take a group or you take a pair, are you taking that and that's it? That's off the board. Like, how do we feel about that? What is the ruling on Toggy 4 and then Rich and Rudy?
That exact example, like, I would not have picked those four. I would have picked Joe and Eva and then Kyle and Camilla. I don't know.
Yeah.
You can strategically, if two of your four people or if half of the alliance is already picked on the board, you can't pick it, and vice versa. Of if somebody goes, I got Toggy 4, you can't go Rich and Rudy.
Yeah, I think it's like, it will know when it's like, that's the same thing. Like, I think it's, I know that's not like an objective ruling.
Yeah, number, I think we got to go through it.
We're just going to be like, wait, you can't take Rich and Rudy. They're already in an alliance on the board together. Like, that's not going to work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
And I imagine we are going to get down to like a lot of duos pretty quickly. I mean, we'll see. You also probably can't name like, oh, I'm just going to name the entire cast of season X. Cause that doesn't work.
Okay. Okay. I like this. We'll figure it out as we go. There's going to be some that are gray areas. There's going to be some overlap, but I think for the most part, we're going to be okay. We're going to figure this one out and we'll just shame people into picking something different if it's a really bad pick.
Agreed.
All Love ties that. Broken by Daryl Seymour.
No. Yeah. I'm getting a little bit of feedback from somebody and I'm not sure who it is. I'm trying to figure it out as I go through the mic. So Tegwith, why don't you tell us who is
all right
picking in what order?
All right. This is, I was very stressed doing this, even though it's the same thing I do every single time, because I really wanted to be first, which is hence why I built in all these fail safes to be like, look, guys, it's not me. First round gets to go to Will, which is absolutely crazy. That's crazy.
It's not right.
It's
the Survivor
not...
Auction Alliance. Better.
Yeah, that's how you know it's not rigged. Then next, Phil.
Ouch.
No,
this is not.
Probably would have given it to Alexa. Then Blake.
Tegwith, certified not a girl's girl.
Not a girl's girl.
not of the girlies.
Then me, and then Alexa.
This is okay. Truly.
It was brutal. It was honestly just. I was like, wow. This is rigged.
Did you
for the men.
Get Jeff to pick this when you saw?
Yes.
He literally went in like straight order too. That was great of Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
I love that we have this going, Alexa. This is what happens. You know, you take a step down and it's like you just pick last now. That's where you get pushed. We gave you one tease at the beginning and that's it.
It's
like there's no loyalty anymore.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Real anyway. Brutal.
All right. Well, Will's got a hard decision to make here. Let's get the draft board up on the board. Will, really tough decision. You screwed up with drafting things. So are you?
I don't think I did.
First pick again.
According to who? I think I actually won that draft. If you looked at the live chat and the Instagram comments, the YouTube comments, I think that was a good pick. I am going to go with the Black Widow Brigade.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to mess this one up. Easy. I'm not going to mess around. What else needs to be said? I mean, I wonder how many alliances we're even going to name out of these 50 that are named, where it's not including like the tribe that they're on. Like, there are very few alliances in Survivor that are actually named, and this is probably the most famous one, and they own the biggest moment. One of Phil's Survivor things is Eric giving up immunity. So yeah, this is a pretty obvious choice. I don't need to explain it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this was who was going to get first pick to do this. This was the most obvious one, I think, probably out of any
after
of the drafts
the
we did. I think it's the yeah. I mean, auction was a fifth round pick. He took 1-1, but that's okay.
We're all here
to pick our favorite things. All right. Does any of the women want to weigh in on the Black Widow Brigade before we move on? Or is the Black Widow Brigade so obvious that they get talked about as, yeah, that was obvious. All right, let's move on.
I mean, the two women are in fourth and fifth place. So do you even care what we have to say?
Well, yeah. That's true. We're actually not snaking this draft either. We'll just let Red pick first. Every single round.
We're going down vertically.
Yeah. Will gets 10. I get 10. Blake gets 10. Tegwith gets 10.
Oh,
I like
funny.
This idea.
Yeah, I think I get mad last one because I thought that somebody might not choose Black Widow Brigade first, or at least maybe that was afterwards. And I was like, if we don't choose Black Widow Brigade at 1-1, I think I need to rethink all of this. So, I mean, it's obvious. It's the best.
Yeah.
And I think there's something to be said, too, of obvious things whenever it's like, no, we watched all the seasons since 16. There hasn't been a more cohesive four-person takedown of the fifth person that required more strategy than that. That is the cream of the cream, the cream of the crop, the elites, everything you could possibly say. This is the gold standard, and I think still to this day, it's like three of those four people have been on the show multiple times and are everyone's favorite, and the fourth one is, oh, I wish she would come back as soon as possible. She just hasn't. So I think as boring as it is of a 1-1, don't mess it up. There's just nothing that comes close to it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I get to pick second. I was honestly hoping to go third because I feel like there's three that I feel like there's another one that's probably an obvious number two. I think it's already been mentioned in the chat a million times. But I want to go with a different old school alliance just because it's my personal favorite, my favorite from childhood. Like if you're not going to go Black Widow Brigade, this is the alliance that got me invested in the show. I've pretty much taken, I think, one person from this alliance or ranked one of them insanely high almost every single time that we've done a draft or any type of ranking. And I'm going to go with Big Tom, Lex, and Ethan. I'm going to take that right off the board at number two.
Wow.
That's the Boron Boys is the only other one that has a name.
What are they? The Boran Boys?
The Boran Boys. Yeah.
Bill doesn't even know his favorite alliance from childhood's name. Are you kidding me?
I'm pretty sure Blake just made it up.
No, they call themselves the Boran Boys.
Yeah.
The Boron Boys, man. Come on. You three are on my list.
Yeah, I think that the Boron Boys, sure, if that's what we're going to go. Will's acting like he knows that. There's no way in hell. I'll give it that maybe that's the name, but if I forgot it, Will sure as hell is not remembering it. So he does not get the pass on this one. But look, this
I love the Boron Boys, man.
This was my favorite alliance growing up. I mean, this was, you know, I know Africa's not as well received of a season as it, I think I rank it pretty highly. I know Will and Blake, you're not as high on. I know people think it's a little boring, whatever. But I just love this alliance. All three of them are super entertaining in their own ways. They're so rootable. So that's who I'm going with as my second pick.
Great. Nice.
Great choice.
Clean, easy. Africa. Yas.
Yes.
I think one of my favorite movies is Mr. and Mrs. Smith. So I would be remiss to not take Mr. and Miss Mariano as the best alliance. And I think that's their official name they use for theirs.
No.
Romber, yeah, is actually.
I like Romber, yeah.
I think it's kind of funny. Most alliances end whenever you guys get voted out or there's some bad blood. Their alliance has gone on for 20 more years, 4 kids,
wow.
4 different shows. They truly love each other, and boy, do they love kicking ass. I love them on all, what is it called? Amazing Race, way more than I did on All-Star Survivor. So this is kind of transcending shows for me. But Ramba.
Amba.
I'm hearing the feedback, sorry. There's a little bit of the thought process of they have an unbreakable alliance that does transcend. That's just the word I'm using today. But it is, oh, I thought it was really close to Rob. 7 people say that, 7 people go home, and Amber is like, I was really close to Rob. Give me the money.
No arguments.
And they're
on
like,
Rob.
Yeah, we hate you a little less than him, so here's the money.
All right.
They're go just ahead, the Debbie. Best to watch. No, they're just the best to watch. Just like, I mean, not the best, but just like the fact that like you watch that season and just know that they like are together still, and then them, oh my God, on like 40 with their kids, just like crazy. So good. 10 out of 10.
And I sat next to all the girls in Amber at the 39 finale. So they maybe remember who I am.
Uncle Blake. There he is. There's that creepy guy. Don't talk to him. Remember, we don't talk to Blake. All right, Tegwith, you're up.
Okay. I'm going to go JT and Steven.
Nice.
I think they're really, truly, like, obviously Steven, I mean, JT plays a perfect game here, but Steven also obviously has an amazing game, but loses because of he was sitting next to JT. But I feel like it's, you know, it's one of those, you're in an alliance and you go to the very end and one of you guys is going to win. And I love that season. I love those two. Definitely one of my favorites, period. The bromance, exactly.
And see,
I had this one on my list as the Jalapau 3. I threw Taj in there as like that core alliance, but now I can't take it, like, because that would just be repeating the same thing. But not that you did anything wrong. I'm just trying to, like, yeah, and it's like we have here this Taj back out. But I get it.
Sorry,
like,
guys.
The duo is so famous that you don't have to include Taj.
Literally kicking the women out of the alliance.
Expecting Tag to be a girl's girl is just in this episode, too much.
I love Taj. It's just, I don't know. You know, to go to the end. And I feel like that's kind of one of the iconic things about this alliance specifically, about these two. And obviously, like, I think also part of it is their friendship has endured in a way. You know, JT was talking about, what was it, like, on some podcast, he was talking about Steven, and just like the way he still talks about Steven is just like so great. And I think that there are a lot of alliances that we'll talk about throughout this whole podcast of people who like are burned, right? Like they're, I think part of a great move in Survivor is like, maybe the reason why it's so crazy is because you were in an alliance and you burned that person. And I think that's still a really good alliance, even if you turn on somebody. I think that this one is one where it's kind of like how Rob and Amber, obviously they're not the same, Rob, not, it's not the same thing, but I don't know. I just love them.
I would have gone JT and Steven too. I don't think Taj, I would have probably remembered to put in there. And national bestseller, Steven Fish back now.
Yeah. Officially,
national bestseller on the hardcover.
What, like it's hard?
Yeah. All right, Alexa, you get back to back.
All right. I'm happy with who I'm getting to pick, but I think like, I feel like everyone's first three rounds are going to have really, really big name alliances. So I'm going to take the original alliance. I'm going to take the Tagi 4. I guess I am surprised that it made it to the, you know, the bottom of the ladder, which is where I'm seated. But this also, it seems like, removes Rich and Rudy from an option for all of you guys. So somewhat strategic on that. And then I'm going to pick my personal favorite alliance, which is the Kasaya 6. Kind of the, I guess like maybe similar to the Tagi 4 in that I don't really know how much everyone is still friends, but they were fantastic. The Kasaya 6 is also especially impressive because six people is really hard to run for that long. I feel like a lot of the alliances we're going to talk about are 2 to 3 people. So that's my back-to-back.
I mean, Blake, how are you feeling mentally after that pick by Alexa?
What? I care about the Tagi 4? Oh, yeah. No, she took the Kasaya. I was checking about the feedback. No! I was like, oh, okay. Still Tagi 4. Checking feedback. That sucks. I was hoping it would get back around to me, but I... what can I do to undermine this? I would say Kasaya is actually 5. So she blew it.
Wow.
Who are you not counting?
Yeah, who are we deleting?
Oh, Bruce, he was super in there. Yeah.
Oh,
get him out of there.
Get him out.
Yeah, the Kasaya 5 is not allowed. Yeah, the Tagi 4 is who I almost took at 2. I thought that's where everybody would go. I can't really complain about Romber, JT, and Steven, but Alexa, I'm surprised you got Tagi 4 at the end. I feel like
that's a great back to back pick.
Yeah,
there,
Alexa. Yeah, well, Alexa we'll take one. It. Good for her.
She ate.
Way to go, Teg. Tegwith actually rigged this properly. She just didn't want to.
That's right. She's a girl's girl.
I'm a girl's. It's all coming back. It's all coming back.
All right, Tegwith, you're up.
Oh, okay. This is really hard because I had like literally, I had like 5 where I was like, okay, these are the ones that if it gets to me, like whatever, this is what I'm going to think of. And now I don't have that because now I just have a list of like 30 different names of alliances and names of people. So now I feel like I'm drowning here. No. Okay. So this might be crazy. And I didn't really know how to decide on them because I feel like there were so many alliances within this, but I just am calling them the David. So of David versus Goliath. And if you want me to be more specific, I maybe can be, but I just like think about, you know, them on the beach talking about like all of their things that they've got. And I was like, oh my God, can we actually do this? I love that. So like the people in this, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, Gabby, Christian Hubicki, Davey, what's his name? Godfather?
Carl.
Wow. Who else?
Nick.
And Nick. Right. Oh, I forgot about Nick. Oh, well.
Of the season.
But I really love this season, and I think that they are a huge part of that, and they have so many amazing moves and so many amazing things. So yeah, I'm gonna go with them.
I thought we said we weren't taking whole tribes,
but it's not, I don't know what else to call them.
I get it. It's not the initial, maybe put like post-merge or something. It's not the original David tribe, it's the David's post-merge.
And I can, we can list the like the 5 of them or 6 of them or whatever it is. But specifically it's definitely like the post-merge people.
Yeah, but it's not even including like Elizabeth. Like,
yeah, no. Yeah. Yeah,
I know what you mean. I had the Davids on my list.
It might have been a little too early for them, but I don't know. At this point in the draft, this is when I always panic and I go, I don't know, there's too many options. And then when I get down, I'm like, okay, here we've weaned through it a bit and now I know what I can choose. It's how I am at restaurants. I panic if I have too many options.
I mean, It should. It's round two. I hope you have too many options. It would be crazy if you were down already. If we're getting a little bit of feedback from people, we're trying to fix it. We're trying our best. We're doing everything in our power. We have to figure out who it is. We think we've nailed it as Alexa, but Alexa had to go across the room and pick up her microphone. So she was so happy to get rid of that thing that just keeps unplugging on her anyway. I like the Davids as a pick. I do. I just wanted to give you a hard time because it does feel like, I mean, you get B. You get Jessica Pete.
No, we just established that's not what she gets. Are you not? Open your ears, man.
Are you going to take all of them, Will? Is that why you're really defending that one so
yeah,
hard?
I'm going to take the pre-merge Davids. I think it's yeah. Post-merge in parentheses. Come on. What are you doing?
Post-merge minus.
Very specific. Sorry for the strays, Elizabeth. But yeah, that's kind of what it is.
Blake, you're up.
Well, if I can't have my favorite tribe ever, I'll pick one of my other top three favorites ever, and I'll take all the people from Fei Long that matter of Todd, Amanda, and Courtney.
Great choice.
And let's go ahead and put James in there.
Yeah. Throw James in there, then you're good.
Curious, yeah.
Because there is the tribe swaps that made it so confusing, but that is a pretty core four alliance post-merge, mm-hmm. so.
They are not only... That is the most entertaining. That's your fan favorite. That's your snarkiest person in America. That's your gay winner. That's pretty much, eye-opening of, I'm probably gay, but I don't realize it. And then the last person I mentioned was Amanda, who everybody is mad didn't make it on the 50. I think it's an iconic crew. I would have loved to see them be the four people that, like, in All-Stars, they brought all the Boren boys back. In All-Stars, they brought back all the Tagi four that they could. It's almost like I want all of that alliance brought back in that era for 20. We got most of them. It just sucks that we didn't get Todd. And I think that would have been fun. Had Todd, I don't know if Todd wouldn't have been a hero, though. He probably would have been a villain. So it is fond memories of that crew. And they were unbeatable. They got all the spots at the end. So that's how I judge alliances these days.
That was my next pick. I'm super bummed that Alexa took the Kasaya 6 so Blake could take that. That's why I want to pick 3. I would have gotten the Baran boys anyway, and then I would have gotten Todd, Amanda, Courtney, and James. Now I'm bummed.
Fei Long 4, and if I need a name for him. But
yeah, we're not going to do that. We're going Todd, Amanda, Courtney, James. We're not making up names. David's post-merge minus Elizabeth. That should be popping up. What's funniest about that alliance is that was the season where I think every duo had an alliance name. And somehow the big group didn't have one.
The Mason Dixon, the Rockstars.
The Brochachos.
Yeah. Right. I forgot about the Brochachos.
Wow. I did not. They're on my list, but I didn't choose them.
Yeah, Brochachos are still eligible. All right, well, I'm going to go with another named one, another little bit of an old school one. I understand that two people in this alliance aren't necessarily legends, but the comeback is insane. So I am going to go with the I24. Ozzy, Yule, Sundra, and Becky. I'm going to pick that group. Yeah, I mean, Sundra and Becky, it is what it is. But at the same time, it's like that alliance coming back, overcoming an 8-4 deficit to then be the final four. It doesn't get any better than that. It's such a great storyline. That season doesn't hold up really, in my opinion, but you know, it has nothing to do with
that. I mean, the mutiny makes it the most incredible story that Candace and Jonathan just were like, yo, we're out of here. And they just panned to these like four people standing on the tribe measly. And you're like, oh no, this is so sad. And for them to be the final four is incredible.
And Ozzy screaming mutineers are the first to die. Like, all right, bro, it's going to be good. You're going to be okay. But yeah, I24, got to go with that. And the two who needed to come back came back and played again. It ends up with one of the best final twos. So you're up, Will, back to back.
Okay, I'm going to take a very, very similar alliance. And your love for this alliance is probably based on how much you enjoy Russell Hance. I quite enjoy Russell Hance in his first appearance, and probably his first two appearances. But the 4-4-4 just going in again, was that 8-4 also? Pretty much the same story as the I24. Way more idols and blindsides here, though. Basically, the I24 just flipped Penner, and that was the end of the story. This was way more dynamic and way more blindsides as the, what was the other tribe's name? They just kept voting each other out, just one after another, and continue to flip on each other. And then they get to the final four. So good for the 4-4-4.
The other tribe's name is Shambo's crew.
Shambo's crew.
The Shambo Alliance.
The Galoo,
the Galoo ghost. The Galoo. Yeah, the Galoos just really couldn't. They could not get it. They hated. I mean, they liked each other, but like, good. John Fincher, Dave Ball, Eric, Kelly. They just were so quick to turn on each other.
The women hated each other on Laura that side. Moret. Yeah, Laura Moret hated Shambo so much that there was no way they could survive. There was just no way. Great, great call out there. Tegwith, would you have taken the Fo'afo'afour? I know you're very openly anti-Russell, but you took Russell in the Villains draft. Would you have taken the Fo'afo'afour?
No, when we were actually coming up with this list, Ryan and I kept mentioning alliances that Russell is in. One of them is actually on my list. But most of the time I was like, no, Russell's in that. I don't want him on my list. Like, I just genuinely, here's the thing. I know somebody else is going to take him. So I didn't feel like there was going to be like a lacking of Russell. So I was like, you know what? I'll let other people do that. And I'll save my list as a happy place for Tegwith.
All right. I love that. Will, you got a happy place on this next one? Or are you going negative again?
No, I'm going just kind of, I don't know if this would make it back. It's going to be what, like 10 picks until I pick again. So I got to just go for what I love here. I'm just going to call it like the Fang core. I'm basically going post-merge Fang, but there's Tribe Swaths, but like Maddie, Kenny, Crystal, Sugar, just like the chaotic mess and power of post-merge Gabon. Gabon's one of my favorite seasons, and a big part is that we have this just hodgepodge of random people getting together and holding all the power. And they kind of all, they like hate each other, but also get along at the same. It's not as crazy as the Kasaya 6.
They made it
but
work.
Yeah. There is a lot going on here, and they do like somehow get to the end, but like Sugar then chooses Bob over all of them. So I love this season. I love this post-merge, and these are four distinct characters that make it happen.
Whoever just starred that comment, you've been removed from the podcast. So I'm just saying, I know it was like, well, I appreciate that pick there. Probably a little early, like you said, but then you do have Blake picking behind you, and I could see Blake going for this alliance.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's 9 more picks until my turn, so I had to take that.
Yeah, it's fair. All right, I'm going to go with my first duo. I got a trio. I got a quartet. I'm going with a duo. I'm taking Dom and Wendell from Ghost Island. I mean,
no! Yeah. I was going to pick that next!
There's no way Blake was going to pick that. Blake probably wasn't even thinking about Dom and
Wendell.
Hell
no! The iconic Ghost Island final two?
It's a final three, right? Oh, wait, no.
It's crazy that Blake is making fun of the Dom and Wendell pick. That's crazy. Like the first tie, they dominate the entire post merge. They play together as the most obvious duo ever, and nobody gets voted out. They say, does Laurel not count? No, Laurel has no impact on that season until she casts that last vote. So yeah, I'm not putting Laurel on here. It's if JT and Steven aren't getting Taj, I'm getting Dom and Wendell. Blake, I'm happy you don't want Dom and Wendell. You're probably going to take Will Sims and Shireen at this point based on how you pick. I'm going to go with Dom and Wendell, and I'm going to be happy about it.
I mean, who could come together to vote out Sebastian and Donathan and Angela? But that is just something.
Hey, and Kellen.
Huge brain power. It takes a strategy, and it takes
they didn't throw a challenge to get out Bradley. Come on.
Alexa, can you help me out here? What is Blake's anger here at Dom and Wendell? Help me out.
I'm a little lost here. I think he's just mad that you got it instead of him.
I don't know the bit here.
I'm lost.
I don't understand why the negativity towards Dom and Wendell so aggressively and why Blake is so happy about it. All right, Blake, you're up, man. I'm so confused.
God. There's other seasons, bro. Like my other favorite. Oh, wait, this is my favorite season of all time. Pearl Islands has four people that voted together. John, Sandra, Burton, and Krista. And
it's a terrible alliance. Krista's so boring. She didn't do anything.
Okay, thanks for letting me breathe. So basically, they were all on Drake. I'm going to call them the Drake Four. They're the people that make it to the merge. They take out Savage. They take out Ryan. And then they do work together, except for when Rupert goes. And I kind of like the fighting within this alliance, obviously, just as much as the Kasaya 6. Like, it's kind of cool when we don't agree on everything, when we do have some, what the hell, man? And honestly, these people are amazing. I want Burton to come back tomorrow. Krista is probably not the best ever, but you didn't put Laurel in. But I think Krista is worth, like, yes, she was making decisions and a part of this. So go for it.
If I was going to do that one, I would have just done Fairplay and Burton. I think Fairplay.
Wait, why'd you write boring next to it?
No, it sucks. It's a terrible pick. Third round.
Yeah, are you Fairplay and Burton get now off the board?
Well,
yes. Here's
my thing with that one. Blake just made fun of Dom and Wendell because it's so hard to get rid of people. This alliance he just took couldn't get rid of Scoutmaster Lil. That's how
it was
bad.
Strategy, bro.
They couldn't get rid of Scoutmaster Lil.
It was strategy. Somebody had to beat her 6-1. Anyone but me is now my draft thing too.
Tegwith, please help us.
Yeah, there's no way I'm gonna help you. Like, let's be like. Like, I'm not going to be the person that is going to save this because I'm going Stealth R Us.
Oh, yes. Queen shit.
Is that crazy to do on the third round? Maybe. Possibly. But it's so chaotic and wonderful. Like, it's just like it's giving. Stealth R Us is kind of how I feel about Jeff Probst's song. I'm obsessed with it. But is it like, are you like, why does this exist? Yeah, but I'm obsessed with it. So I have to go, like, I think I've also had Philip in my draft. Like, am I obsessed? I think what I've just learned about myself, I think I'm obsessed with Philip. Mm. To be abundantly clear, not the Phil in this podcast right now.
You're the Phil.
Honestly,
the right,
you'd honestly be better off being obsessed with me. Like, I'm sorry. Being obsessed with Matt Phillip is the wrong choice.
It's just Stealth R Us is so ridiculous and amazing. And like, I just like Philip and yeah, I you know what? No regrets. No regrets.
Love it.
Is that the same as the specialist or is that two different seasons?
No, he is the specialist.
Yeah.
That's his Stealth R Us name.
The reason we're all here.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Thank God for Philip.
Mm-hmm. Thank God.
All right. What do I want to do? I am going to start with Malcolm and Denise, one of my favorite alliances. I don't really know what to say about them. They feel very self-explanatory, yes. But probably
survived as many tribal councils as possible.
They went to every single, Denise went to every single tribal council. It was, I feel like they're an alliance that everyone says that they wanted to be like, oh, you're a woman who's above the age of 30. Like, let's be Malcolm and Denise. Like, I feel like that happens on every single season. So go with Malcolm Denise as my first pick. And my second pick, I'm going to go with Tyson and Coach. Obviously not as successful as JT and Steven, but they span multiple seasons and you see Tyson, dare I say, coaching Coach throughout his seasons. And obviously in reading a lot of season 50 stuff, it sounds like he is still coaching Coach all these years later. Mm-hmm. So this also feels like a long-term relationship. So Tyson and Coach for me.
I love it. Tyson and Coach, Malcolm and Denise, two great duos.
Coach probably and assistant coach, right?
Coach and assistant. Maybe he'll get promoted to assistant coach or whatever. It's so good. Yeah. I think that what Malcolm and Denise, we just watched Philippines not too long ago. To get better or worse for you on the rewatch, Will?
I don't know if it got better or worse. I think that's a season I've remembered and watched enough where I'm like, I know what it is. And I didn't feel like, wow, this was overrated or underrated. It's mm-hmm. a very strong story. It's a very strong duo. It's one of the, like, because it was, you know, bringing three tribes back for the first time since All-Stars, it's like one of the first, like, disaster tribes where we get really after, you know, maybe Palau, but like you didn't see that a lot up until then. Now it's like kind of been played out where like the disaster tribes, they get down to two or three and then they do really well and we've seen it a bunch, but that was the first iteration. So yeah, that's a great pick.
Love it. Love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tegwith, what do you got?
Malcolm and Denise is a really good pick and I'm not sad at all. Okay. So here I'm going to go with a little bit of the Will strategy. I know I don't go nine spots, but I probably could wait on this one, but then maybe somebody is sneaky. It's new era. So I know everyone's going to get mad at me. No, I'm not going to do it. Actually, I changed my mind. No, I'm going to do it.
Do it.
Where are we going?
Oh my God.
I'm really sorry. Okay, I'm doing Kyle and Camilla. I don't think I could do. I think I could probably wait on this one.
No,
you did it.
Yeah, you could have waited. Waited until pick 50.
I'm quite leaving.
This is a crazy reaction. I think that Kyle and Camilla is like the newer version of Malcolm and Denise, in the sense that, like, I think that they are going to have a lot of impact on future seasons, and people are going to refer to Kyle and Camilla as somebody that, as a duo that they're going to want to do, but no one is going to be able to do it quite like them. And people are going to be mad, and that's okay, because I'm happy with it. Because this is, again, reminding Tegla's happy place. This is Tegla's happy place.
Well, you just got paid for that pick.
Yeah, we did. Worth playing for. Thank you, Tegla. I owe you $2 extra this month. 100%. Because
that's
great. Look,
I don't want any part of that, Bill. Make sure. I don't want to touch that blood money.
That dirty.
I hang out with them every day. That's a brutal. I absolutely do not. But I think that
it's so funny.
Jesus. I'm fighting for my life here. Oh, I want to remind you guys, I didn't choose any New Era until like the last round two, whatever. Everyone, I think that they genuinely are going to, in 51 and beyond, and obviously they're both on 50, like, I think that they are going to have a big impact, and we just haven't seen it yet. And I think that that is something, like, everyone talks about how they wanted to be Malcolm and Denise, and I think that even in 49, we had people who wanted to be in a secret duo because they wanted to be a Kyle and Camilla, and I think we're going to see it again. So, you know what? You can say whatever you want. Your hate fuels me.
Here's my thing. Blake just like ripped me for 15 minutes. And then you say that in round four and Blake barely even says anything. Honestly, I think Kyle and Camilla is fine. Kyle and Camilla is probably the best.
It is a good.
No! That's who I was going to pick next was Kyle and Camilla. And now
liar.
I'm literally just scrambling to find another one.
Blake, by the way, for anybody who's keeping track at home, since he was talking about voting and stuff, the Drake four voted together three times on the entire season. This epic alliance voted together three times the entire season. I'm just saying. Okay. You're up. You're up, Blake. I like the Kyle and Camilla pick, Tegwit. Don't let Will bring you down.
I mean, I love the pick because it didn't steal anything I wanted.
Worth playing for. Teg gonna pick Juwan and Matt's alliance next. She's out. She has left the podcast. She's back.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, you know what I am. I'm gonna. And you know what? Joke's on you.
Oh my gosh.
I think Pandemonium thinks that I'm Will, which is great. Blake is base. Shut up, Will. Yeah, shut up, Will. You're up.
I say. All right. Time for my number four pick. I'm gonna pick stuff from my favorite seasons until they're gone. And I'm gonna pick Russell, Parvati, and Danielle from Heroes versus Villains. Because I truly think this was the power group. If you put anybody else into it, it's like they come in and out of it. Jerry's kind of just left over. She wasn't from the beginning. Why not put Jerry?
Yeah, might as well toss her in. Like,
Jerry's in now.
She voted enough with that power.
Toss her in.
Voted more with that power than the Drake Four did.
Yeah, exactly.
Phil's changing my shit up. Okay, and Jerry. So it's the Girls Alliance with Russell minus Sandra. These guys are I like the infighting of this one too, of we're gonna target each other, but that amazing idol play that is just as much as we snatch the necklace from Eric is the most iconic thing. I think Parvati's idol play is the most iconic, and she's doing it with Russell not knowing, but she does keep all of her people intact and safe and happy. So I think Russell, Parv, Danielle, and Jerry are, if I could go on an all-star season, that would be the one I would try to emulate. You got to put and Jerry.
I'm not putting Jerry in there. You didn't say Jerry. You don't get Jerry.
What did you do then if you were going?
Worth playing for. Tag keeping you. I think you're great. Thank you. Worth playing for is just dishing it out, loving
us.
I was lowering the print here so that we can actually like fit most of it on the screen. It was all bleeding off.
But now we can't read it.
No, this is way better. Thanks, Phil.
Yeah.
Hey, Blake, why don't you do anything for the podcast, bro?
I'm trying to get as many idols in.
It matters if you have to scroll. I think it's better to be able to read it.
You don't think you can? I just zoomed in. This is the same size that it was.
Okay. We're perfect. This is great.
Okay.
If you guys read it, somebody in the chat, let me know.
I think it looks good.
Bro, how do I donate money so I can say good job, Phil, and give you $3?
My next one, I'm going to go with another duo. And it's one that the storyline kind of goes over three seasons, even though one of the seasons they barely do anything together. But I think it's fun to watch the entire growth. And I'm going to go Cops R Us, Tony and Sarah. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm going to go with this one. Because I just think that, you know, to think about how they start off as such close allies, then Sarah ends up overplaying her hand at the Cagayan reunion. I don't know if people have watched that anytime recently, but like Sarah legitimately hates Tony, like does not like him at all as a person. And then they come out for Game Changers. It seems like they've made amends. He goes out super early. And when they come back for Winners at War, we're watching them crying at the end because they realize that they're going to have to go against each other in the fire making challenge. I think it's great. So I'm going to go Cops R Us. And I love the picks that I currently have.
That was on my board. That's a solid pick. I mean, just getting, it's tough to put Tony into any major alliance. That would be kind of the only one. I guess you could say like the Braun power post-merge of Cagayan, but that's not really a thing because it's so all over the place. So you're just basically snagging Tony up. So I like it.
Does that does that count, Trish, or no?
No, this is Tony and Sarah. I mean, we have Tony and Trish here with Ace Gordon. I mean, if you want to go with Tony and Trish, I think that's still on the board.
Yeah, we got to throw Woo in there. You're going to do that.
That's okay.
I won't be taking Tony. I'm going to throw it old school here, and I don't know what to call them, but the Mirror Amu 3, like just like V, Sean Rector, and Boston Rob, just like one of the most OG.
Surprised this made it this far.
I know, just like such an awesome alliance. They get to the merge, they're down numbers, Rob goes home, but like that whole pre-merge when they started together, they were the core of that initial tribe, and they're just, yeah, I mean, that's like kind of throwing it. It's a little Bram boys, obviously don't make as deep as a run, but talk about old school alliances. That's a good one to snag up. Okay. Next one, I'm throwing it New Era. And like, I know that like
are you like, married to these two guys yet? Like genuinely asking.
No, I'm not taking that. I'm taking because this alliance literally ran the entire post-merge of a season and has one of the best characters of Survivor history. I'm taking the Tika 3.
Yeah. Mm.
Carolyn, Jam Jam, and Carson. So we've had one new era so far, which is kind of crazy that was it. I think this is like the alliance of the new era. So Jesse and Cody definitely are up there for me, but we're talking about an alliance that just purely dominated the game. Gotta go with the Tika 3. So we're throwing it way old school and then way new school with these back-to-back picks.
The Tika 3 is a tough one because they like ruin the season because then they're the only three people on the season.
Yeah, but they're very successful.
Oh, yeah.
Like they're very good at playing the middle and are very entertaining. Like Jam Jam, you forget how entertaining. And then you have Carolyn and then Carson is there.
He is. Very good, Will. I will say with the V, Sean and Boston Rob, I thought for sure. And maybe I think it's still fair for the group that overthrows the Rochi 4 to be picked. I thought that's where you were going with that. So when you said three, I was
Rather have Boston Rob than like Pascal and Aaliyah. Like it just would.
Pascal and Aaliyah could be their own thing.
Yeah.
That's true. They could also just be their own duo.
They are on my list as their own duo.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I have them here. I'm ready to go.
I have Pascal Nalia and the mint in her mouth.
The mint in her mouth. Would you like this doo-doo? Here's a piece of doo-doo. All right. Where do I want to go next? This is where it gets a little bit tougher because I feel like we've kind of worked our way through the really, really good ones, and now we're kind of into the you know, we're getting down to the a little bit, at least in my opinion. I'm going to go with the Witch's Coven. I know it didn't last very long, but that's who I'm going to go with. Probably like one of the least successful picks that we've had so far, because what the highest placing member of that is Kelly. She gets fourth, but then everybody else goes pretty early. But that was a fun alliance. I mean, they have like the one of the best blindsides in the history of the show with the idol play. And it really did. It was when Second Chance came out, it was who do you want to see go far? And obviously some people who went a little bit further, people weren't the most stoked about. But when that group came together, it was like, oh yeah, this is fantastic. This is fun. And these are the women that we want to see come together and play the game. So yeah, I'm going to go Witch's Cup.
That's like one of the last like named alliances that I have written down.
We're through. Oh,
I've got a couple.
I like them a lot. They should have taken out better people though if they were going to get to the end. But I guess that's how the cookie crumbles.
I mean, all four of them though. It's like Cass, Sierra, Abby, Kelly Wentworth. Zero of those people are on season 50. And to me, that's just crazy because I feel like all four of them are massive in their own way. So
there's no one from Cagayan on season 50.
It's crazy.
Like that's just insane. Or Gabon.
Never gets easier to say.
But Blake. Two best newbie casts.
Well, if you're taking who's on 50 as the good basis for good alliances, two of my three of this next one are in it. I'm taking Sav God Bellardi of the trio from 49.
Wow. Not Trace Leche, Sav God Bellardi.
Yeah,
in parentheses, Tres Leches. I do think just as much as we're talking about the Foa Foa of they all got to the end against all odds. That is kind of what happened. The odds were not against all of them because they had a lot of odds in what are they called? Idols. Advantages, and then a twist that cuts people in half at 10. But I think they were extremely successful and they didn't ever break. I think they could have backstabbed each other, like we've seen in the new era, even of like really strong people be like, I gotta vote out my final two partner at 8. You're like, you're gonna go home at 5, then, Ricard. And like these people were like, no, even though these people are strong, I'm gonna go with them to the end. I think it is one of the most like fiercely loyal crew in a long time.
It is a good choice.
I disagree with that.
Go ahead. Wait, Alexa, I want to hear you first.
I don't hang out with them every day. I don't know the inner workings. I just know what is edited and shown to me on the program.
I think like it is a good choice in terms of like a group of three that was the underdogs and they go on to win. Like, But you know, we hate the new era, so we're not, so I don't like it.
Tegwith, what were you going to say?
I just think that there was one season before, while it maybe have been, it was boring, that there were two people who were probably the most fiercely loyal to each other because they'd actually didn't talk a lot. No one knew who they were. I am defending my pick still. They weren't like, no one knew who, I don't care what anyone says after the fact. I really felt like nobody really knew what was going on. And they were lying to people and played an idol and saved themselves. One of them went on to win. The other one would have won if she had sat at the end. So I'm just saying.
Kyle and Camilla is a better alliance than Trace Leches. Tegwith, you win that. There's no doubt about that.
Great.
I didn't see 48, so I can't.
Lucky.
I like that James Barber is calling it Mitch's coven.
Mitch is waiting to make a move. Dude. It could be a good duo.
So good.
Tegwith, you are up.
I'm gonna go Koror 5. Tom, Greg, Ian, Jen, and Katie. I think that there's probably even an argument to go larger than that, but I think that, you know, very dominating. Obviously there was a tribe that got decimated, but even after that fact, you know, I think Tom kind of ran that thing pretty well. And obviously Katie was pretty great in it. Obviously Ian in there. I think that there's an argument that there's maybe a smaller group within the five. But I just, if we're talking about success, I think that's a pretty successful group right there because they, you know, get to the end. But yeah.
They didn't lose anything.
Yeah, literally. They didn't lose anything. Except for maybe, I think, a couple of rewards. But other than that.
And I think it's good to keep out Karen because Karen, like, just isn't in enough. Like, she's not really with them. Yeah, John Mills said, can't go larger than that because Karen sucks. I just think Karen really was not.
Oh, poor Karen.
So
she
much
still
Karen
sucks all these years later.
Did you guys know that worth playing for is Karen and she can read what you're saying?
She keeps sending us money.
Please say something nice about me. Nope. Alexa, you get back to back. So far, I think actually, Alexa, you probably have the best, which
I think
you're killing it. So don't blow it here.
Yeah, this is a funky one. I'm going to go with Scott, Jason, and Ty for my first pick. Didn't root for them, but they were an alliance that had a great ending, like a really good blow up. And Scott and Jason made that season really, really good. So Scott, Jason, Ty is my first pick. I'll go with John and Jacqueline for my second pick.
What?
Poor Blake.
What's wrong with you?
I was sitting on it and I was like, Blake's gonna pick them, and you never picked them. So someone had to do it, Blake.
He took Trace Leches over John
Klin. Over John Klin.
I mean, you asked for this. I've just watched the season and like they're so frustrating, but I loved it. I was like, this is what I would do. I would pick a fight and then like ruin everyone else's tribal council. They're fantastic and they're mine.
You know what? Great picks. I think they're both of those are very strong alliances.
Thank you.
Great insight.
Scott, Jason, Ty. I love that one. That's such a controversial pick because they're the bullies, air quotes.
Exactly.
I think, yeah, Ko Rong is so much fun because they're such asses for most of it, especially Scott and Jason. And then none of them win. And that's always pleasant. So, Tegwith, you're up.
Okay. This is going against my Tegwith happy place because I do not like this season. And they are the reason why. But I do think it's a very successful alliance, whether I like to admit it or not. And I'm going with, I didn't know that there was a name. I did not remember that it had a name because I just call it the cult. But I guess it was called the family.
That's worse.
When I was going through it, I was like, I didn't realize that this had a name. But I mean, the cult is good too. Again, this is going against my Tegwith happy place list, but I just think that it's a very successful alliance. Like it is just genuinely, no one goes out of this. This is, we're doing this for the family. We're, you know, and one of them obviously goes on to win, not the one you think, because she plays a great game, but
this is South Pacific we're talking about.
I was about to say, you haven't said a name yet.
Oh, sorry. Yes, South Pacific. South Pacific. Sorry.
You don't remember the family?
Are there multiple cups?
They were Trace Ledge. Come on.
I think this is a fantastic choice.
I thought that there was only one cult. Is there another cult?
Well, this is a great choice, but like I thought for a second, I was like, is she going with the Chewy Gun 5? Like, really? Did they call themselves the family? Like, is that where she went with it?
They called themselves the cult.
I just think the listeners here, like, let's name the members of the family.
Sorry.
And for Blake and myself and Will, let's name the members of the family.
Are we the whole family? It would be Coach.
Edna.
Edna?
Yes,
yeah,
she's picked from the family.
Sophie, who else? Not
Albert.
Yes. What did you say?
Albert.
Rick.
What's Rick. His name?
Rick.
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 Brandon.
Alexa's and Brandon. Alexa's currently looking up Rancher Rick as we speak. I just
Who
saw
is
her.
This?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's six people in that alliance. I feel like that's fair. And I think Edna votes with them enough for sure. So yeah, that works.
You know, I do not like the season because of them, genuinely. But, you know, it's pretty powerful, and I cannot believe no one had picked it yet.
Phil, I think for some of these, you might want to put, like, season 23 in your parentheses or, like, you know, South Pacific or even for the Baron boys. People might be like, who the hell are, you know, if they're going to vote on Instagram or something, it might be, some specification might be helpful.
The beauty of everybody not knowing is then they'll go look it up and then they'll learn about survivor history. And then I don't have to type as much. That's really what it comes
down to. Did you guys remember that it had a name? Like, did you remember that one had a name? It was called
the family. That they called themselves the family at one point.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't remember that. I thought that they were just the, I don't know. I thought everyone just called them
the
cult.
They were like, we are a family.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what cults say.
Yeah, that is true.
That is what they say.
All right, Blake, see what you do now.
I've got the most iconic pair in Survivor history, and I want to do an unconventional pair that has icon-ic written all over them in a different way. I'm going to choose Bobby, John, and Stephanie from Palau. And they are the most successful alliance in the wrong way. They're not going to get anywhere close to winning. They get, I think, 11th place even, and then 7th place. But they did prove it's me and you to the end. We're going to stick together. We really, whether they appreciated each other or not, there was an understanding of we are the people who are going to take it all the way to the end. And I think it was interesting seeing them right back in Guatemala and what the ramifications of that. I think whether it was successful or whatever, it was interesting. And we're not going to see that ever really again. And I think we have almost, because it's like Malcolm and Denise made it to the end of a 6-person one, but making it to the end of a 10-person tribe, that's a lot of eliminations where you got to trust somebody.
Bobby, John, and Steph, man. I mean, they played more Survivor than some of the alliances we've set so far. They went to, what, 7 tribal councils together? Because I guess there was the 2 people get eliminated early, but I think they went to 7 or 6 tribal councils together. That's pretty insane.
I can count it up. I don't have anything to do right now.
There you go. Well, I'm about to talk, Blake, so you should probably focus in real hard.
No, give me time.
I am going to go ahead and take a alliance that's named, and it's one that the chat has mentioned a couple times. Ace Gordon really wants it. Look, it's not a good alliance, but it's so funny. Like, they think that they are so good at Survivor. And we talked about it when we did this season. Alex probably should play Survivor again. Like, he could have played back then. He was so ridiculous. I'm going to go with the Four Horsemen. The Four Horsemen have, like, the fastest rise and fall in Survivor history. They're so bad at everything. But their faces at the tribal council where it all goes south for them. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to go with some entertainment, too. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go with the Four Horsemen.
Oh, the Four Horsemen from Fiji. I do remember those.
I like that pick.
They're good. I like them.
Thanks, guys. This is nice.
I'm lukewarm on that pick.
6 out of 10.
That's okay. You know what? Lukewarm, too good, Stegwith. Where are you on the Four Horsemen?
I love it. I just didn't have them on my list because I just was like, it was balancing on whether or not I, like, are they successful? And I feel like they weren't, obviously. They weren't. But I think it's a great one that I genuinely thought about putting on my list.
I'd rather watch the Four Horsemen play again than, like, so many of the alliances named. So, I go with You're entertainment right. on this one, not success.
See, I have an alliance that I think is, like, just a better version of the Four Horsemen. And they're short one number, but they kind of have
I thought about taking that one, but, you know, I
think they flame out a better moment. At least we get a double idol play and a Philip boot. I'm going with the Three Amigos. And I think those three characters are more dynamic and stronger than the Four Horsemen. When you have Malcolm, Eddie, and Reynold, they all bring something a little unique, even though they're just kind of broing down. But that's, to me, just kind of a better version of the Four Horsemen.
I was between those two, honestly, and the reason I went with the Four Horsemen is because that alliance actually does last longer than the Three Amigos. Like, I think the Three Amigos is like a, what, one tribal council alliance, essentially?
No, they're around for a little bit. They're around a little early. Once, basically, Malcolm tries to go against the fans, and it's like kind of cats out of the bag. They get together, and I think, yeah, I mean, they do their – Malcolm does the double idol play. They survive that tribal council, obviously, but then they're all together that whole entire next episode because they survive it, and then – Reynolds gone, but then, I mean, Eddie and Malcolm, then they continue on. So I think it's, you know,
wait. Don't change the history here. Reynolds outlasts Malcolm, buddy.
Reynolds,
yeah.
Oh, okay. So goes Malcolm. Okay. And then Eddie makes a deep run though. So that alliance has legs.
Yeah. Hey,
what the dog bar. We got to get the dog bar.
You got to get the dog bar.
There are quite a few dog bars now. Eddie's dream came true.
He was ahead of his time. Who thought? Eddie Fox.
Okay, this is now feeling like just a really bro-y round for me, but I'm shocked that they have lasted this long. I think when you talk about duos in the game, you look at our early rounds, like JT and Steven are the fourth pick, Dom and Wendell are in the third round. Like, Jesse and Cody, I think as far as New Era goes, they're the best duo of the New Era, completely dominating the strategy of a season. And it ends in one of the best episodes, I think, of the franchise in telenovela. So, like, I'm happy to snag up 5 bros here at the turn.
Just bros being dudes.
Yeah. I have the Black Widow Brigade. So, like, I can bro down a little bit here in the later rounds.
Will had an absolute layup at the beginning with the Black Widow Brigade, and now he's starting to show his true colors. If Will had picked second, the Three Amigos are probably that pick. Blake, what do you want to say?
I have to insist. I'm going to have my Emily Flippin moment here. How do you dominate the strategy of a season and get sixth and fourth place?
Oh,
boom. You basically determine every single vote post-merge and control it, and then you get to Final Four and you vote.
And get gatored?
Person who got Final Four voted out their best friend at Final Six. It was heartbreaking. Oh, moves me still.
Wait, Blake, are you trying to say that Jesse didn't dominate the game?
Yeah, I don't know what Blake's saying.
I don't know what Blake is saying this whole podcast. Blake, what did you drink?
I'm just saying,
go get Trace Leches in front of Jesse and Cody.
If we're doing the best 50 alliances of all time, I guess I just took Bobby Johnson. No, it's actually a great pick now on further revelation. So
I knew I could take the Four Horsemen because you had picked the Ultimate Losers. Like, Blake picked the losers, so I was like, great. Like, that's what we've opened up the door to then. So yeah, Blake, I don't want to hear, you know.
Well, it's interesting because I had Jesse and Cody, and then I added onto my list like in parentheses Gabler as a part of that. Obviously that Jesse and Cody were the two, but I also had Gabler as a part of it, as like a third arm, I guess.
You just wanted to get Gabler in there. I get it. I was trying to figure out a way to get Gabler in my alliance.
I did.
Too. I was.
Tried.
All right. I'm going to go really old school. I'm going to go Colby, Tina, Keith. Sure. I can't believe that alliance is honestly still out here. I really thought that alliance was going to be gone by now. And yeah, maybe they're not as iconic as the Brand Boys or the Toggy Four, but Tina and Colby are so good together, and the way they just drag Keith through that game, and Keith is just clueless pretty much the entire time. It is so fun. And that's early, early season Survivor. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take Colby, Tina, and Keith. Yeah. Daryl Seymour says Born Pa- oh, go get your own podcast, Daryl. Who put that comment up? Is that Will?
Oh yeah. You know it.
What do you, I thought you loved Keith on the rewatch. You were talking about how like Keith was like one of your underrated players.
Oh, I think Keith is hilariously bad at Survivor.
Yeah.
He gets dragged through the mud and it's very funny. I think it's a good pick. I was just trying to show the funny comment. Like, I think it's just a little like a lot of these early alliances are so well defined. Like they have names like the Baran Boys, of course. How could you forget? And Colby, Tina, and Keith, like they feel a little bit like more nebulous. Like, who else could you throw in there? Like, when did, I don't know. Like, whereas like Big Lex, Tom, and Ethan is like, boom, Brand Boys, you're there.
Colby, Tina, and Keith is the alliance, though.
No, I know it is, though, but you get what I'm saying. Like,
no, but the Colby, Tina, and
Keith, like, well defined, where it's like, or JT and Steven, you can throw in Taj, but like, are they a three or are they a two? Like these, I don't know. Like, I get it though. They're iconic and it's the most watched season of the show. I think it's actually a very good pick this late. I'm just
Colby,
trying to, like,
Tina, and Keith. Let me get this in. This is important. They become the alliance after the second boot of the season or the third boot, whatever it is. It's like once Mad Dog goes home, so I guess she's the third boot. Once Mad Dog goes home, that's the alliance. They're always talking about how they're just gonna drag Jerry and Amber with them. So yeah, I love Colby, Tina, and Keith. They're there.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good.
They did a Got Milk commercial, Will. I don't know who put that up.
Tegwith or Blake?
It was Blake, for sure. Blake loves commenting in the chat. He doesn't listen when anybody else talks, but we're all supposed to pay attention when he's going.
No. I would never.
Speaking of Blake.
Kill him. I did a Survivor report on this alliance. I'm surprised it got all the way here. It's a named alliance. I have the buff. It was speech class, and I was talking about Survivor as my main speech because, boy, can I talk about all of it. And I showed a clip of Earl saying, it's the core four. Me, Yao, Cassandra, and we're going to figure out the fourth one. I hope it's Dreams. And it ended up being Dreams. They make it to the final four. They've got all kinds of moments with them. Mentioning Cassandra and Our Lord 2026, always fun. I think Earl is probably number one of why did he never play again, of actual like winner stuff. And could he do this again? I think what's kind of cool too about the core four is it is a later alliance, but when they stick together, they're like, yes, it's us. We're going to the end. And Earl plays perfectly. So except for freaking Rita.
Rita. Throwing that boat that wasn't even shown on TV.
So many names being referenced tonight.
Rita's brother was on Project Runway, and he was one of my favorites. So very weird that had family had two.
So that's actually why you picked this.
Yeah.
It's to get the Project Runway reference in. So this people are like, really... wow, Blake knows so much about Survivor and reality TV. Tegwith, you're up.
Okay. I am. I'm going to go with. I don't think they have a name, and I don't even know if they're really old. No, they are. Heidi, Jenna, Rob, and Matt.
Nice.
Yeah, on my list, I have the Amazon youngins.
Oh, okay. I like
but
that.
I don't. That's not their name. So that's what I had them listed as.
The Amazon youngins.
Is Alex a part of it? That's why I was like,
I think Alex is too. I think so.
Okay,
people came together and got rid of the gender lines and made it more of like an age line, and they voted out Frank, or was it Roger?
They get rid of Roger. Frank is on Roger. Africa. Frank is on Africa. Come on.
Yeah, but then there's another Roger, and then I get confused. Yeah.
Bronk. I gotta go with this. And then like I think they're so iconic. Obviously, like Heidi and Jenna are great. And then I just think about, you know, how when they vote out, was that what you were guys just talking about? When they vote out somebody and then they have to like after Rob is like, don't just vote out Christy. You weren't talking about that. You were talking about Roger. Sorry. But I just think I don't know. I think it's really interesting because I feel like this is one of the first alliances like this where they kind of separate and then come back together and then I don't know. I think it's really kind of an interesting group. So that's what I'm gonna go with.
Yeah, that's a great one.
I was considering doing this one just as Rob and Matt, but I'm glad you kind of remembered to put everybody else in there because that definitely works out better than just Rob and Matt. I just thought Rob and Matt were so funny back then because Matt had no clue what was going on and Rob was just like, dude, you're freaking everybody out. But
and I will say Dina, I think is interesting because Dina was not really with, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't like Heidi and Jenna really not like Dina, but Rob was working with Dina. So it was kind of like, Rob was like working with Dina, but it was kind of separate. So I feel like there was, this one is kind of a nebulous one also where it's like, I feel like there's a lot of moving parts. But yeah, I don't know. Great season. Great group.
I feel like we're at that point though. Will was kind of mentioning that. I feel like we are at that point. Like Alex could be in there. Alex could not. Dina goes out. What? She's the first member of the jury, second member. She's the second member of the jury because Dave goes before her. I mean, she goes too early, but Rob was moving back and forth so much on that season that it's hard to like know what the alliance is. I think you nailed who the alliance is.
Yeah.
All right, Alexa, back to back.
All right. I'm happy with how this is going to work out because I get to snake mine. I'm going to go with the Rock Stars and the Mason-Dixon Alliance.
Huh.
I'm going to take them as a back-to-back because they think they pair very nicely. They're both the reason that the winner won. I remember like when they were named. Like, I don't like that they were named. I remember when Nick suggested that. I was like, ugh, it's kind of cringe. But it worked. Like, it was part of his winning strategy. So, I'm going to go with that. And now we have some season 50 representation.
So for everybody who's listening, that is Mike White and Nick and Christian and Nick.
Christian and Nick.
Yep. Okay.
I know. I was like, Christian isn't, but yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I like that. So now we have, right. That's why it was Mason Dixon.
Right. That, like exactly on the line. Yeah.
So we have the Davids post merge. We have the Rock Stars. We have the Mason Dixon. I feel like that's fair. Cause Nick was the one that Tegwith forgot about in the David's Alliance anyway. So all good.
Oh my gosh. Forgot about the winner. My bad. Okay. Is it me now?
It is.
Oh gosh. Okay. That happened real fast.
Circling back.
Okay. I'm going to go. No, I'm not. I'm going to go with the Reba 4. No, I don't want to. I don't want to.
Oh, and Commissioner?
This is kind of crazy. I want to go with the Exile Alliance.
Oh, fun.
Because, okay, so my thing with this Exile Alliance, who exactly is in the Exile Alliance, actually?
The one that you picked?
The Exile Alliance from Token Sheens, the four.
Oh, okay.
What is it?
Yeah, this was on my list, too. Yeah, it was Todd, Steven, Brandon, Sierra.
Yeah, because, so I really like this one because obviously it does not work out. It does not pan out. But I like the instinct here, and I think that it's one that I think about a lot because I think that, you know, you try to make it work and it obviously didn't because they're not together, right? They're on different tribes and they're only there for how long? Like a night. I think that, I don't know. I just think that I like alliances that maybe have the right idea, but don't pan out because of the people in the alliance. And I think this is another one of those. So I think it's a fun one.
I didn't think anyone was going to take this. This was going to be I was going to take this as the last pick. It's a great, it's the alliance that no one knows about, including people that are in the alliance, because Brandon didn't tell Sierra.
I forgot about that. Yes. Brandon did not tell Sierra, which is, and then Sierra found out through somebody else and she was like, oh,
through Taj.
Yeah. Through
yeah.
Taj.
Oh, they were okay. Yeah. So good. So yeah, I love, I don't know. I like the idea and the execution failed.
Mm-hmm. All right,
Damn,
Blake.
I'm mad at that one, Tegwith.
Sorry.
I'll take the Reba 4. That sounds cool. That's a good one.
Did you remember the Reba 4 until Tegwith said it?
Reba 4 has some of my favorite people from the new era. It's got D. It's got Austin. It's got Drew and Mama. Mm-hmm. And they all work super well together. And they never get impenetrabled at all. Use an idol correctly. Yes, Jake gets in there. Keturah gets in there. But they take it as far as they can. A big thing about New Era is like, let's blow up everybody. And then the smallest alliance will be the one left. It's happened a lot. It's happened a lot. Maybe not just New Era, but that one. But it did seem like you can play a dominant, fiercely loyal game. I think that's just how I would play Survivor. So it is kind of interesting to me that it did work. Works for D the most, but D put a lot of work into making sure, okay, let's not tell you guys the negative thing. Let's just do this, me and you, Mama. And Mama was like, okay.
Well, there's a mute button down at the bottom.
I don't have time for that.
You feel that coming on, dude. That was crazy aggressive. That was good though, because then we all got to like not pay attention to Blake. Blake, Reba 4 layup. You got that as a layup from.
Sorry.
With here.
No, I have Mama written down right here, actually. So.
You meant Patricia. Go back. You freaked it up. Anyway, all right. Look, I'm gonna go with a fun duo from a forgotten season, maybe a hated season. And I'm going to go with the most evil women to ever play the game because of how mean they were to their poor elder who they tried to include on everything. And she just wouldn't do anything. And I'm going to go with Jen and Haley from Worlds Apart. I'm going to take the two of them having a good time out on Survivor. Look, I don't even care if there's better ones out there. I'm racking my brain. I'm looking at my list and I'm like, let's mention Jen and Haley here. They are fun on that season. I love that duo. That is pretty much who everybody was rooting for early on, which is why Worlds Apart sucks, because then they go out so early in the post-merge that nobody wants to play. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Jen and Haley. And I love that the story around the early part of that season is Nina says that they're bullying her when every time they're like, hey, Nina, you want to come body surf with us? Hey, Nina, you want to come do this with us? Don't care. Murka, going with it. Jen and Haley.
Iconic duo.
Dude, well, here you go. Patrick J. Stahl. You ready? Phil and Will love them and the season while podcasting the season. Will you?
Yeah, because it was the first season we podcast, and we're going to come on and be like, this sucks.
I mean, Alexa and I did that for 41. How'd that go?
We need some more nuance.
Okay. Well, are we done making fun of Phil yet for that pick? Sorry, I didn't want to take all
honestly,
the time.
No. I think that's that's a good pick. I had to look up what place they got, but I have worse ones, so what can I say? But Jen got, let's see how many people.
Jen wanted to leave the game, and they just wouldn't let her leave the game.
Jen got 9th, Haley got 11th. So if you add it together, that's top 20 pick.
I'm taking it with a smile on my face.
Okay. Last round, I went full bros with 3 Amigos and Jesse and Cody. Here, I'm going to take one of the most dominant alliances. And when Tegwith was taking the family, I thought this is what she was talking about, an alliance that made the season utterly suck and boring. This is Kim's Women's Alliance from One World. I mean, it is a dominant alliance.
I was going to pick that.
Led by, you know, one of our iconic winners. So it's the One World Women. I almost would call it Kim's Women, but I mean, she dominated. But yeah, so that's a good mix. We got the Black Brigade, and we got some bros, and then we're back. We're back to an all women's life.
So you're telling me you'd rather watch Christina and Alicia over Jen and Haley? That's fair.
I think they're a more successful alliance. They're like
watching
a
Survivor.
Yeah, that's a weird hill, alliance. But okay, go die on it.
You know,
are we seeing why they bring back the same people 15 times? Because they only like six groups of people.
Okay, this one we can kind of go. Should I go? I'm just gonna go for Phil's jugular here. Maybe I don't. Where do we want to go with this one?
Are you reading the chat? Are you gonna take the one that Fenderman put up? Because I saw that and I was like,
I haven't looked at the chat at all. I don't see it. I am gonna go with the Vanuatu Women's Alliance, Amy's Women's Alliance in Vanuatu, because it's so good and it's like
I
got all three
this?
Of the best women's alliance, basically. Outside of Jonquin, I guess.
Who do you include in this?
Jonquin's
not an all women's alliance.
No, I know that was a joke. That was the joke, Phil. Who is in this? I think you have Amy, Eliza, Julie,
Leanne.
Leanne. Yeah. Leanne. All right. That would be like, I would probably cap it at those four. I don't know. What do you think? Phil's the expert on Vanuatu.
I honestly think that the women's Vanuatu alliance should be all six of the final seven.
That's fine. I mean,
I think they are the alliance, and then they all just decide, like, okay, now we have to split.
Throw Twyla in there. Sure.
Yeah. Twyla, I mean, that is the alliance. It's Twyla, Scout. It's all of them. I don't know.
Yeah.
I would have separated Scout and Twyla, but that works.
Well, I'm going to stick with Vanuatu, and Fenderman mentioned it, and I was like, nobody's thinking about these guys. Why are you doing this? I'm going with the Fat Five. I love the Fat Five from Survivor Vanuatu. The Fat Five have no business doing anything in that season, and instead they take control over the young guys, and then you wonder why this group of men just get absolutely eviscerated on the season. Bubba, incredible. Sarge should have played Survivor again. Rory should have played Survivor again. Chad was just on Beyond the Torch with Leslie and Todd. Chad's great. And then you get Chris, the winner of the season. I'm going with the Fat Five.
This was the one, Phil. So prior to the podcast, and I was coming up with my list, I was talking with Ryan, the partner, if you guys don't know. And this was the alliance that Ryan brought up. And he goes, no, Phil's going to take that one. Don't take that from him.
Are you surprised I took it in the ninth round?
So nice.
I mean, I probably wasn't going to take it to begin with. Like before the episode, I was like, I can't even remember which one he was talking about. But you know, Ryan, hey, Phil, Ryan knows you. Ryan knows what you like.
Okay, I was trying to figure out a way to get Vanuatu in for the longest time, but I had to go with higher placing alliances like the Four Horsemen and Jen and Haley. Stop. And then I finally could come in and get the Fat Five. I just figured nobody was going to think of the Fat Five. And since Chris didn't have an alliance, really, in the post-merge, I figured I was going to be able to get this no matter what. So I was going to save it for round 10, but then Fenderman threw it up in the chat. So now I have to do it. Fat Five.
Yeah, but at least, you know, the premier alliance from that season's off the board. So
Yeah. Fat Five. Amy's Women's Alliance that Will couldn't name. Gina.
I just missed Leanne. I missed one person.
The most important one.
Sure, whatever.
The one you actually have a connection to, too, and I don't know if you know that. I'll tell you after the podcast. You actually have a connection to Leanne, and you don't know.
There's so much suspense.
My mother?
Maybe. She is mother, but maybe.
Leanne?
She's mother.
Yeah.
She is mother. Queen.
Blake, you're up. Round 9.
So, this one of these people have been on the pick already, and I was so nervous that would happen. But I was like, I got to save it for the end. I've got all the iconic duos, but I don't have this iconic duo yet.
What you're going to do. No.
One of these people could have sacrificed the other one right before Final Tribal, and it would have ruined their whole life. It would have messed up the music from happening and getting millions of dollars piped in this community. No. I'm taking Ty and Mark the Chicken.
No, that was my last pick.
That was going to be mine.
That was my last pick. I seriously was like, Blake's not going to do it. No.
No,
I do love again.
I thought I was so ahead of you guys. Oh.
When you said Scott, Jason, and Ty, Alexa, I was like, well, shit, should I take Mark and Ty the Chicken early? Because now it's going to be in people's minds. And then I was like, no, you got to pick actual players of Survivor.
Dude,
and
I don't even think they voted together once.
That's what Blake's like whole thing is here between that and the Drake Four. He loves that. But I thought Mark and Ty the Chicken were on my team. I'd already penciled it in. I was ready to move on.
I should have picked them together. Oh man, that was so good pick.
Now my last
we're rocking with Mark.
I'm all over the place now.
I do think when this was airing, a lot of other things were happening on that season, but I do think the Mark the Chicken shit like made me laugh all the time. I was in on every single segment they gave him.
Was it a fan made thing where they put him in the theme song, or did like in the finale?
No, that was really
like,
the finale.
Did they actually put it in?
They actually did.
They actually did.
And then the finale, his partner's name is Mark.
Alexa, I'm glad that you're as despondent over this as I am. This is
because brutal. I like really don't have many good picks left. And this is going to be so funny. No one else thought of this.
Who would have thought that I could have taken the Fat Five as my last pick and nobody would have done it? And I should have gone Mark the Chicken.
Oh man, we're just specialists, man. We don't let any rock get unturned, bro.
Did you just say we don't let any turd and then correct yourself? Is that what just happened? You're up, Tagwith.
How am I supposed to follow that? I don't even know. That was on my joke list. I have three things that were on my joke list that I was like, these are alliances that are funny. So I didn't know that that was on the table to choose. But that's okay.
I mean, Haley and Sierra from Game Changers are
that's a great alliance.
Okay, I'm gonna go. You know what? I'm gonna go with I have reasons for this, and I don't mean this to just kind of like be mean, but I'm going with Charlie and Maria.
Oh,
And so I think that this is another one where they worked pretty much in lockstep the whole time. Obviously Charlie chooses to cut Maria, and then, you know, Maria does not end up voting for Charlie at Final Tribal Council. And I think that this is an alliance that has ramifications for future seasons that we've seen. Like, people are afraid to make moves because they don't want what happened to Charlie to happen to them. And so I feel like it is a very interesting kind of duo, something that I think that, you know, it's almost like similar to the idea to like Lex and Boston Rob, obviously not to that extent, but I just find it fascinating. And I'm going to go with them because I'm really like interested. That dynamic is very interesting to me, I think. And
I think there is a thing where you're like, it, the end part, does the destination mess up the journey? And for them, like her not voting for him and it costing him $1 million does kind of suck. But there was a lot of moments where it's like, you're going to be my uncle to these kids. And like, I think those moments matter. And I think there was something where Charlie was actually not mad initially, where it's like, okay, this actually mattered to you guys. So I get what you're saying.
It's just a fascinating duo, I think, of something that we just don't really see that often.
I mean, Charlie and Maria were the tightest alliance by far. It felt like we were actually watching Malcolm and Denise, all for it to just fall apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Second and fifth. It's brutal. Yeah. Charlie's back.
Yeah, and I'm excited. And again, I think that something that you can see throughout mine is like three or four times. I'm interested to see how things affect the game in future seasons. And I like how, you know, kind of the meta of Survivor of how, like, if a decision gets made, how then future players think about the game because a decision was made or because, and I find that fascinating. And so while obviously it isn't a quote unquote successful alliance because one of the people did not win, I do think it was successful in the fact of really impacting the show. And I think going forward, it is something that people think about when they play the game, because maybe it's not the right idea to burn your number one, because that was such a big part of the show for such a long time. Hey, I gotta build my resume. I gotta burn this person. I think of Gabby and Christian, for example, you know, just many, many people. And now I think that people kind of think about that. They think twice about that. So I find it fascinating.
Good pick. All right. Yeah. Not as funny as Ty and Mark the Chicken. In fact, yeah. I'd say that you pretty much just said, like, let's watch Step Brothers, then let's watch like a really gory war movie that's too realistic. Yeah, but here we are.
Really burn everybody up real fast.
I really like want to respond to it, but I am still just reeling from the fact that I'm not about to pick Mark the Chicken and Ty.
Who are you going to pick, Alexa?
Oh my, I don't like any option I'm going to go with. Okay, I'm gonna go with Jonathan Penner and Lisa. They're like more of a pairing, more of like friends than a formal alliance. I feel like they voted together once, very few times, but they are a duo that I really enjoyed watching. I could watch Penner all day, and I think their relationship was really good, especially with the turmoil that she was going through and him as the veteran kind of working her through that. So I'll go with them. And then I'm going to go with Ty and Caleb as my last pick because I just need to close this loop.
Ty's our guy. Ty's our guy.
Ty and Caleb. Yeah. They're like that cute duo you didn't see coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone likes that.
Did you just kiss me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Ty and Caleb, That's a good backup pick to Ty and Mark the Chicken. It's not quite at that level. Yeah. Penner and Lisa, rewatching that again, my gosh, that's frustrating. That final seven is so frustrating to watch between the two of them. I like that one. Alexa, that rounds it out for you. You have Ty twice.
I never thought that would be the case.
Mm-hmm. Well, you tried. You thought you were going to have Ty and a chicken.
I know.
What could have been? Tag with. Close it out for yourself.
I don't love any of my, I have like 15 different names on this list, and I honestly am not inspired by any of them. Like they're all just fine. You know what I mean? I feel like we're at that point where I'm not like, they're all just fine. I'll go Neil, Joe, and Aubrey.
Queen stays
sure,
queen.
Are you sure they're all just fine?
This is a tough finish.
I mean, I think I honestly have better ones on here, but I like they're all kind of the same level of, I guess. I'm sticking with it. I remember, you know, just watching it and seeing like Aubrey's number, like top ones going out because they're injured. Made me sad, and then he left with the idol. Clearly, I'm very inspired by my pick with the way I'm talking. But yeah, I guess that's how I'm rounding out.
The Korong brains.
The beauty of a draft as opposed to a ranking is that as you get further in, it gets more and more brutal as opposed to getting better. And so it's really not your fault that you're feeling like, Neil, Joe, and Aubrey. I mean, that's kind of how I feel like a lot of people are going to be feeling.
I mean, I think that there are some other ones on here, but again, I just, you know, it's spicing it up a bit. It's a little bit different from my other picks. It's three people, not two. Medivac's on there. Aubrey's there. I don't know. It's a little bit different.
Two Medivacs, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Aubrey, praying for you on 50. That's all. Yeah. All right, Blake, close it out.
I do want... This sucks because they just put it in the chat, but Guatemala. I was thinking, how could I make this interesting? And it's just the original Nakum voting block because I like Rafe, or can I do something that nobody has done on this board? And if I choose Gary Hogaboom by himself, because as he walked in to Guatemala Beach, they immediately said, that's that quarterback, Gary Hogaboom. And from day one, he was all alone, and he makes it all the way to Final Eight and uses an idol for the first one ever. So which one is acceptable, Gary Hogaboom by himself or the Nakum voting block? What are
well,
we voting?
I'll let you, well, I'll let you respond to the Gary Hogaboom with one word that starts with B.
What?
Ooh, it's a terrible
I thought
pick.
I would just go, no, it starts with N.
Yeah.
No.
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 You don't get Gary Hogaboom solo.
Okay, I'll do the Nakum voting block. Of
that's
Rafe.
Blake, that was my next pick, though. Honestly.
Rafe, Stephanie,
and Judd.
Sandy,
as how
and
I
Judd.
Yeah.
And Stephanie, of course. I said Stephanie, I guess.
You did. I put Stephanie, them all.
You got to put Lydia.
Gary Hogaboom and Gary Hawkins.
Guatemala, I wish Rafe got outclassed, not by me, but other people were cooler than Rafe to this production company. I wish Rafe had played three times already.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yeah, I mean, Rafe and Judd probably were locks to come back if that season didn't happen so long before the next returning player season. And the fact that 16 was only half really screwed them. And then by the time 20 came around, they were forgotten.
Mm-hmm. Am I a huge Stephanie LaGrossa fan?
Yeah, it looks like it.
I think so.
Stephanie
LaGrossa. I'm one of those gross boys, baby. She's coming for you guys on 50. Gross boys, right up.
Is that a thing that's happening? Because that was disturbing, and I don't need that for the entire
No, time. I just made it. Anybody that wants to, put this on a t-shirt and let's go.
Jesus. Okay. Will, if I take Joaquin and Rodney out from under, are you going to be sad? Can I,
if
can
you
I,
get Jen, Haley, Ronnie, Joaquin, man, you do you, Phil, for the best alliances of all time. I mean,
that's a great, you can name everybody in those alliances. You couldn't do that with two of your alliances. And one
no,
of your
I,
alliances,
what are you talking about?
One of your alliances, people who aren't even picked. Dude, I'm going Coconut Bandits. I can't believe the Coconut Bandits never got picked.
Damn, how did my two picks get taken? That's crazy.
You didn't even name.
Oh, really? I had.
Oh, I had Guatemala Core voting. I was, yeah, like Judd, Rafe, Steph, and then Coconut Bandits was my next one up, and you guys took those with two of the last three picks. Now I'm scrambling.
Now you are taking Rodney and Joaquin. Look, Coconut Bandits, you have the winner and the third place finisher.
Yeah,
I mean, that doesn't get any better if we're going by Blake's criteria.
Romber.
And they're entertaining.
It's a really good pick.
I like really, it. Really they were pick. On my list.
Yeah. They were on my list, too, and I forgot about them.
Same.
They had to watch out. They had to babysit a neat lady the whole time, too.
Yeah. Have you all just never met a neat lady?
So good.
Well, you get to close it out.
Ugh. I mean, I really don't know where to go here.
This is such a stumble
it's
to the finish line.
Taylor and Figgy's really funny. I wish I would have done Taylor and Figgy.
Oh, I like that.
That's really funny. I didn't think of that.
Okay. Well, if we're allowed to do joke ones, I don't know why we only got one joke.
Let's do an 11th round. We got all these good ones now.
We go Jeff Probst and Boston Rob.
I love that.
Boo.
Bill's not allowing it, but you allow Mark the Chicken.
He didn't allow Gary Hogaboom.
Okay.
Julie and Jeff would work.
Let's. You know what? Screw it. This actually might be the better Blood vs. Water alliance. I'm going to go with the post-merge Blood vs. Water newbies. I'm going to go with Hayden, Sierra, and Katie, who are trying to mount up against Coconut Bandits plus Monica.
Blood versus water right at the end.
Blood versus water coming in twice. I feel like that's actually you could have done Jeff and Boston Rob too. Cheyenne in the Bush from Ryan Chan here. I mean, there's plenty of good picks that were down the stretch.
Butch Hayden and Firewood.
Yeah, Butch and Firewood would have been a good one.
Oh
my God, poor Butch. Hayden, Sierra, and Katie's a good alliance. Those are actually players too. Katie's much better on a rewatch. I think rewatching Blood versus Water this time, I was more into her gameplay. You got the less interesting Wesson, though, and somehow I got made fun of for Colby, Tina, and Keith. I don't know, but
I thought about Operation Italy too, but it didn't feel like enough of an alliance. It felt like just
a move.
I thought about Sam and Genevieve for a bit, but they also didn't really feel like an alliance to me. They just
Sam and Andy would be more.
Yeah,
they were like started on the same tribe, and then Sam pretended that like Andy wasn't really like in the main three, and then they flipped.
I almost did Sunday, Brett and Chris, and I feel like I should have done that as my last one, but I didn't.
That would have been a good one.
I thought about that, and I didn't. I don't know why.
There was just too many voting blocks that season, I guess. We just didn't have any alliances.
Neil, Joe, and Aubrey are just...
They're like this. Yeah.
Yeah. Real, real tight alliance. I will say I am my joke one was woo and getting a fat dip of that guac.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, I like that.
Shank I had a joke one cigarette. Of like I had a joke one of like Q and someone different every single week.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody just said Natalie and Jeremy, something we didn't pick. Keith and Tuck Tuck. Juwan and Sage, Blake, you put that one in there. Thanks for that. The Brochachos was another one that came up in the chat a couple times. What else do we have here? I'm just looking through the chat.
Here's a location-based funny one if you are in the Tampa Bay area. Culpepper Curland.
Because
it's his law firm. You see it everywhere.
You do.
That's funny.
It's funny. You know you've hit the border of the city because you're like, oh my God, there's Brad Culpepper.
You see a 30-year-old picture of Brad Culpepper. Oh, yeah. He's not 25 years old in this picture. It's been the same photo since the 90s.
When you're driving, do you go, fuck you, Brad Culpepper?
Every single time Ryan and I go to Busch Gardens, yes, we do, because there's one right across the street from Busch Gardens.
Oh,
Will, what's the deal with this one? You didn't want to take this one?
Oh, that's good.
It's just Nicaragua is just too chaotic of a season to really pin down where the alliances are. It's just there's too much going on. It's too dynamic.
What about speaking of dynamic seasons? You didn't take Joe and Eva either.
Joe and Eva were on my list, and I just kept punting them.
Honestly, a pretty good alliance in a really bad season. I mean, I don't think the quality of the season does not eliminate like strong alliances.
Sometimes it's actually inverse. Really, good alliances make a crappy season.
I almost did Caleb and Emily, which I think that is a kind of interesting duo. Obviously, they don't go very far, but I find their relationship pretty fascinating.
They were good.
And then you have nobody did any of the older, younger, the Roger, Elizabeth, Pascal, and Aaliyah. Those were in there. I know people were mentioning those in the chat. Somebody just Ryan Chan just said PG and Jamie. Mm. That you know, there's
Jamie and Eric.
Nope. Will, nope. That one's can't Segwit's face said at all. That one's out. Will, we're out on that
know
one
now. Anymore.
That one's
what
out.
What happened?
In real life. Shoot it into Google.
Google it, Will.
Oh, I'm not. I thought that was like, you know, Rob and Amber 2.0. Right.
Coming up, Hyro's putting Phil to work. He's got to do the Survivor Australia Redemption cast assessment.
Yeah, we're going to do it next Monday, I think.
Oh my gosh.
I think we're doing it Monday.
We're doing Redemption Island?
It's called Redemption, which is just
it's returning players.
No, there's four of them, and then there's 20 newbies because Australian Survivor just.
Oh, so it's Edge of Extinction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who knows, man? We'll be doing the Australian Survivor Redemption thing on Monday. We're also going to be covering the episodes that they're putting on for the next 2 weeks, just talking about them in a fun way. Blake, Will, you don't like that? You made a face.
I like the handle yo.
So we're going to be doing just a little discussion about the episodes that CBS is airing over the next 2 weeks. They're airing them Monday through Friday, each of the next 2 weeks. I'm going to be doing, I think, all of them. And then it'll just be a matter of who's jumping in with me. I know McKenna's doing a bunch and we'll figure it out. Anybody who wants to jump in, they're going to be 30 to 45 minutes and talk about why Survivor might have picked them and all that stuff. Still got our hot takes next week. That's going to be next Wednesday night. Alexa, definitely here for that one. She was born to give hot takes. She's already cringing. She's already like,
I like don't want to do this, but I agreed to it. I have to start prepping now. Is it Alexa's, my hot takes or is it like hot takes of the community?
It's your hot takes.
Oh,
is it?
God, yeah, no, I was going to be like hot stupid things that Jeff has said.
No, like, I think Survivor hot takes should be like, what are your hot takes on the show?
Oh, I really don't know if I can do that.
Or you can do whatever you want. I mean, I just picked Jen and Haley in this, and Blake just convinced us the Drake 4 were a real alliance. So, like, who knows? We're good. I feel like we can do whatever we want. We're doing hot takes next week, and then we're doing moves the week after, and then it's the premiere.
So we can just make up takes that are so hot, maybe. Yeah, I guess they do kind of have to be your takes.
We can make one up like
that does the best. So we're like ever
drafting
done.
drafting our own takes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you're
Dom should have won Ghost Island.
Yeah. That's a hot take.
Ghost Island was a good theme.
Is that hot though?
That's the problem.
Then we can judge each other on Blake's, how hot or Blake's not.
The best specialist.
Oh, I hate it. That's
far
good.
Too hot.
That's way too steaming. Spicy for what I'm looking for.
Blake, somebody earlier said Blake can't be professional. Hell yeah, he can't. Yeah, so we're doing hot takes next week.
I like my podcast is straight laced and always saying the about same to be, stuff. No matter, go to.
Alexa's about to be like sweating for the next week as she tries to figure this out, as if she's prepping for an exam or reading in front of a class and she doesn't like public speaking.
This is like going to be harder than taking a test for me.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Perfect. All right. And otherwise, traders, Will and I are covering that tomorrow night, next week, the week after. We're going to be doing a fantasy draft probably the week of the premiere, maybe the week before the premiere. Have to figure that out with Will and Blake when we want to do that. And then we're also going to be doing a prop bet game this year, but it's going to work differently. So stay tuned for how that one's going to work. Ooh. I already told Will, but he's acting surprised, and that makes me happy.
Wait, what?
I already told you.
Oh, yeah. You said something.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So we're going to be doing something. It's going to be a little bit different than last year because we're assuming that somebody who's going to be an ass in the chat is going to be spoiled and probably say something. And we don't want people just submitting things because they read stuff on the internet. So that's what we're going to be doing. So there's a lot coming out. Tegwith, you have any other episodes coming out with your Surviving the Fandom?
I have some coming, but not in this next week. I did have two this week, though, that were really, really great. So those are obviously live. You can go; they're already out, so you can go see them. One is with Carly Fomalhaut, who is a casting director in New York. And then the other one is with Jessica Steinrock, who is, you might know her as intimacy coordinator on TikTok. Both Big Star fans, so I had a really fun time talking about their fandom and the show with them. So those are out. But the other two that are coming out down the pipe are like 2 weeks away. So.
And in addition to that, we're going to be continuing celebrating Survivors seasons 21 through 30 will be Friday night at 7:30 PM. I'll be on that with John and McKenna. If you haven't checked out 11s through 20 and 1 through 10, make sure you go check those out. And then the week after, Will will be on with John and McKenna talking about seasons 31 through 40, where he has his interesting perspective there. So thank you all so much for listening. Like this video, subscribe to the channel, and we will see you all tomorrow night if you're watching The Traitors, or we'll see you next week when we start covering some of these episodes and getting into all the fun stuff that CBS is doing for Survivor 50. And hopefully by that time, Tegwith will have put out the video of me beating her in a slide puzzle. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Bye.